Welcome to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots, a weekly news magazine produced by your community radio station and many others across the country. I'm Debbie Leinhart from KRFC in Fort Collins, Colorado. This week on Sprouts, we celebrate Earth Day.
To sail on a dream, on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. To work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand.
With over 100 television programs and 50 books, Jacques Cousteau opened up the oceans to millions of people. Those films drew the public's attention to the environmental consequences of human negligence and made him a major player in the environmental movement. In this speech at UC Berkeley in 1972, Cousteau discusses the challenges of cleaning up the environment.
To survive, man must suddenly forget he was the traditional enemy of nature, to become at once nature's protector. This radical change of alliance is so rapid, so abrupt, that we have not yet fully realized it. To succeed, a strategy of survival calls for all the courage mankind can mobilize. This race against time, for the very life of our grandchildren, we can and we must win it. Our world is dangerously sick, but do we know how to cure it? Yes, we do, but the answers are quickly available on the technological level only. On two other levels, much more important, the economic and the political level, things are much more complicated. Tactically, technology only needs a lot of money and good international regulations. But strategically, the fight for survival calls for individual education, self-sacrifice, complete sociological and political revolution. The yearly cost of eliminating all pollution, except CO2 and thermal, and of protecting the environment has been estimated at about 6% of the gross national products of all nations per year. In this country, for example, in a $1 trillion economy, cleaning cost would be about $60 billion a year. This is too heavy for the federal budget, but it is well within the possibility of the economy. Many industry leaders have perfectly understood that it would mean, if properly managed, a business volume increase and a profit bonus, if this burden, this cost, be included into industrial prices in the same way as salaries, raw material, taxes, investments, etc., and if the governments turn out adequate national and international regulations, and finally, if they increase ecological research finding by a factor of as high as 20. About ecological research, a few remarks. We do not have enough time to wait for results. We must act right now with whatever knowledge we have and modify action when we learn more. Governments often use the pretext of ignorance to postpone action. Fanny Deschamps, a French writer who is something like the French Rachel Carson, writes in her book, "You Are Not Going to Swallow That," that's the title of the book, a simple sentence about this research problem. And this sentence impressed me very much.